Hey there, everyone. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, where we talk about how you connect with your soul's information through the Akashic Records. And what I do is help you receive your soul's information from the Akashic Records and connect with that information. We are a little bit late starting today, so I was just told by my producer that we already had a call in and had a little bit of challenge with the phone. So, caller, if you're out there, please call back and let me give you the numbers, and we're going to have a great show. So remember, this show is as good as your questions, so be sure and call in. So if you are in the U.S., you can call 877-876-5227. Or if you're in Canada, you can call 888-815-9756. Or you can call direct at, and if you're out of the country, our country code is 01. And you can call 530-876-3222. So I am always excited to hear from you. And so I'm looking forward to that caller calling back. And one of the interesting things about it, I want to just kind of share with you a little bit. I really love the response and would love to have, you can go ahead and call some more, or call me at 216-691-1233, not for questions tonight, but I'm still offering that one-hour consultation for $100. I have a few slots left, so if that's of interest to you, please call the 216-691-1233. Try not to email me. Sometimes I get inundated with emails, and it's hard for me to respond to everyone. But I'm doing the best I can here. But if you call me, I will call you back. Again, 216-691-1233. But for tonight, if you would like to email me a question, I am on the computer and watching my screen. And you can email questions if the lines are busy. And that email address that you can contact me with or is info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com. That's A-K-A-S-H-I-C. Well, hello, caller. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Donna? This is JoJo.
Oh, JoJo, how are you? I'm good.
Good.
What's up?
And just so you know, I wasn't the caller that called in earlier.
So you're calling in tonight for the first time. I mean, you've called before, but
yeah, tonight, yeah, definitely. I'm just letting you know in case there's been problems. It seems to have cleared up for the moment.
Yeah, well, sometimes. And the other thing is what folks have to realize is that on this station, Station One, we only have one line. So as soon as they hear you hang up, it's going to be important for them to call in, because this way, if they call in when somebody's on the phone, it's a busy signal. And as soon as, like, we hang up, the line will be free and they can call back in.
Yeah.
Okie doke. So what's up with you tonight?
I'm wondering what I can do to further the process of, tuning into my intuition, if you want to call it that, or just my heart. And get more clear signals, because I'm being tested all around me with the people I'm around, and I'm seeing positive progress, and I'm also seeing things I need to let go of, people I need to let go of, and it's working, but I'm just getting to the point where I need to tune in even more. Obviously, I'm doing something right, because things are opening up to me, but I'm just finding as I open up faster, like the challenges are a little more challenging.
Okay. Can you expand on that?
I guess I can see through things a lot easier now.
Uh-huh.
The falsity of things, as opposed to before, I'd wonder about it. Like, I'm seeing right through things. And I'm getting the intuition, and I guess to make it clear, I'm around people that have even more incredible gifts than I do in terms of being able to see energies and feel energies and work with other people's energies and, and having work done on me, kind of the point, like, hold on, okay, now what is actually for my highest and best good, and what are, these other energies I'm around too, that I'm kind of getting the feeling like, no, this isn't for my highest and best good.
You're talking about the people that have, when you say it's not for your highest good, are you talking about the people that you feel have more expanded gifts than you?
People that I've allowed, I guess, in my energy field on the premise that they were doing good work.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm wondering, like, you know, was it good work? Does that make any sense to you?
Well, sure, but the reason you're questioning it is because you're not feeling aligned.
Yeah, well, I'm feeling, like, yeah, the test of it, like is this, yeah, I feel confused.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to feeling, like, rock solid after something like that. I'm used to the normal, like, okay, this is gonna need a few days to set in, but it felt good while it was happening. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That to me is a natural occurrence at this point. It's the, when something's going on, and while it's going on, I'm like, you know, it doesn't feel right, even though it's under the premise of, this is, oh, you know, this is for my good, okay, I'm open to it, and it doesn't feel right while it's happening.
And so, you're questioning whether that's correct?
I guess on some level, and at the same token, I just want to keep opening up my abilities so I don't have to outsource, so to speak.
Right. Well, first of all, here's what's important to understand when you're working with a healer or any type of guidance from a human, okay?
Yeah.
If it doesn't feel good, or if it feels invasive, or it doesn't feel like truth, then you need to stop whatever is going on immediately.
Gotcha.
And so it's really about being straight by saying, I'm really not resonating with this at this time. And it's not like you're trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but JoJo, you have to put your feelings before anyone's, especially when you're the one that is the center there. Does that make sense to you?
It makes perfect sense.
But you're dancing around here, not wanting to hurt people's feelings, when you have to just be very clear, not nasty, not even aggressive, but you must, first of all, you must protect yourself, number one. Number two, when you're working with guidance of any kind, true guidance, divine guidance, will never criticize you. Are you aware of that?
I'm becoming aware of that. I mean, I definitely go to those moments.
Uh-huh.
You know, where I go, oh, okay, this is the easy part. This is the feel-good part. And I slip away. Well, no, I better work for that. You know, and then, of course, I slip out of that at times. But
well,
I
no,
do know that.
What I'm saying is that what's being said is divine guidance will never criticize it in the fact of by saying, you better, you should, why didn't you, what's wrong with you. True divine guidance will not put you down, but will expand your awareness. And this expansion of awareness is sometimes what we as humans qualify as an aha moment. And sometimes when we connect the dots, we qualify it so it doesn't feel good. But the reality is, so for example, a divine guidance will never call you selfish. They will never tell you what's wrong with you. Okay, you see? And so opening up your intuition or opening up your heart center, it's really about becoming more aware of what truly feels good around you and who feels good around you. Because true intuition is all about feeling. And the feeling moves into knowing.
Okay.
Does that Now, what part don't you want? I'm happy to have a discussion about with this. So, if there's a part of this that you don't understand, please share that or ask.
Well, I'm just writing this down and going through it, and what you're saying. The thing. So, part of what I'm wrestling with is again needing to move on from people.
Right.
Even though, you know, however it's put, however they've put that they need to be in my life and whatever they're offering, like if I don't feel good around them, you know, it's like, thank you for your gift, no thank you, and move on.
Right. It's boundary issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things that, I'm going to give you an example from my life, is that there are many times people will want to, quote-unquote, trade services with me.
Yeah.
And when I first started doing this work, I would tell people I would trade with them because I didn't know how to say no. And so what would happen is I would go ahead and give somebody a consultation, this is a part of me not being authentic with myself. So I would say, yes, I will trade with you, because I didn't know how to say no and I didn't want to hurt their feelings. So I would go ahead and give my work away, but not really wanting what they had. So I'd never claim my trade.
Gotcha.
And I wouldn't claim my trade because I didn't feel right. I wasn't aligned with it. Because I didn't really know who the people were. And so I struggled with not knowing how to say no. And now what I do is if I don't know the person, if I can't be in their field and really understand who they are and what they do, it's nothing against them. It's just that my rule of thumb is I don't trade. I've got to know you really well interact with you, have sat with you, been with you, had dinner with you, basically. You know, I really have to have known you before I will even consider trading. Because, and so my rule of thumb for people that I don't know is I don't trade work. And it's because all I'm saying is what I learned is it's a boundary thing.
Yeah.
And so what's going on here is that you have big work to do. Your work, your photography as well as your other gifts can have the ability, okay, to really heal the people who look at it. Because what you're capturing in your photography is the essence of the earth at the time, and when a person looks at that photograph, okay, however it works, that picture of the earth frozen in time is exactly the alignment they need and that will bring them peace.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
In ways, I mean, I know they're very pretty pictures, and I know they're peaceful, because I'm not staying intent when I'm out there. I mean, I try and get myself in a place where I'm like, I'm not caught up in this society.
Right.
It's basically an escape into something, a place so wonderful and amazing that there's no way to talk about it. That's
right.
Where I put myself.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm just saying is the idea is what I'm also hearing from the records is that you also have to decide who you want to be.
Okay. Yeah. Big decision.
Well, it does you can qualify it that way, or you can take it moment by moment. So who do I want to be today? In this moment, in this situation, who do I want to be? So you can break it down into littler steps. Who you want to be doesn't have to be a standard that you move to so much as a choice of how you want to feel. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So it's a simple decision. It's really about, so let's, for example, say these people who are toxic in your life that are presenting themselves, and you want to be able to lovingly disconnect from them.
Yeah, that was my next question I had, because if I'm feeling on one side of the fence, the guidance that is not necessarily divine guidance.
Right.
That doesn't feel good, whatever. So I can recognize that.
Yeah.
So who am I to turn back around and say, oh, you don't have divine guidance to offer me, so you're out of alignment and you're not right. Because like you said, divine guidance will never tell me what's wrong with me.
Right.
So it's not a matter of saying something's wrong with somebody else.
No.
What's it a matter of then?
It's a matter of you're not aligning with their information.
Okay. That simple. Just
yeah. I'm not in alignment with this. This doesn't ring true to me. And I need to just and what you have to say is I need to be able to process what you've just said to me to find out where the truth is for me. So I need to stop this session now, so I can find my truth in what within your words. And once you've left them, and that's and you can decide whether or not you want to go deeper. And so you decide, what is the truth of their words? How does it make you feel?
And that's where I can come to my bring it just to my place of peace.
Right.
That I've found and see how it actually sits.
Right. So what part of what they're saying is true? What part makes me feel uncomfortable? Is the uncomfortableness, is that a true thing I need to look at, or is that through their filters? You see what I mean? In other words,
yeah.
That's the process.
Yeah.
And it's not about beating yourself up.
Yeah.
But again, if you are with people, and again, you have to make a decision too, or you have to really look at what is the information, what is the intention of the information?
Okay.
Is the intention of the information manipulation? Is the intention of the information true assistance? You see what I mean? So the idea is you really need to look at how does it make you feel? Because, you know, when something doesn't feel good, like, and it's a difference between, ooh, that's an uncomfortable truth, to, that's not right. There's two different energies going on there. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And so if, wow, that's not right. Mm-mm, no, that's, I can't identify with that. Opposed to, wow, I never looked at it that way. That's a little uncomfortable, but let me look at that. Okay, big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And so I guess I called in because even though I've been having these feelings, you know, these weird feelings around certain people, I haven't been true to myself.
Right.
So they keep happening, and they will until I wake up and make the decision to, like you said, lovingly detach.
Yeah, because you have to put yourself first rather than their feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, and with that, because I've been practicing that, maybe the tests are getting easier, I don't know. I don't need to even classify it, but with the letting go, what happens when people are coming back on other levels? You know, higher realm, so to speak, coming through the etheric. So I've done a lot of work there, too, because even when I let some of these people go, they keep following me, so to speak.
We have to put your shields up.
I'm
you know, the only person
say?
That allows thoughts in is you.
So I'm letting that through?
Yeah, so what part are you not complete with these people you have cut the cords with? What cords are still there? So what's happening is that one parts of whatever it is that you're trying to divorce yourself from or move away from, if there are parts of what their words or actions or whatever, if there are parts of that energy still there that you believe to be true, that's the cord that's bringing those people back. So it could be a cord of you still believe what they say, which has nothing to do with real truth. It just has to do with your perception.
Yeah.
It could also be a fact of feeling, for whatever reason, some guilt around whatever it is. It also could be some angst around something within the relationship. In other words, the reason why people have tendrils still attached to them from old relationships are those reasons that were just mentioned, as well as the hopes that the other people would change so that they could be in that person's life.
Gotcha.
And so the reality is, all of that, there was like the idea of, if they'd only change, I'd want them back. And so it's the hope that things would be quote-unquote different. And so it's... And what I'm hearing is that the way the record keepers are expressing it, it's a false hope of experience. So I'm sure you know people, and you probably experienced just yourself, that have broken up with a lover.
Mm-hmm.
And they still feel tied to that person, and they can't let that person go, even though they know that person is not good for them. And they can't let them go. And the reason why they can't let them go is they keep hoping that this person will change. And the reality is that people don't change who don't want to change. I don't know how this matches with what we're talking about, but does it make sense to you? I mean,
is this in alignment
with what you were talking about?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh, okay.
So I think that might have, this last thing, the hope that they would change and then everything would be all... You know, it goes in line. You told me months ago, loving someone enough to fix them, that is not possible.
Right.
So I guess this is the next level. Okay, I heard you, but what if I start hoping it all over again?
Well, the thing is that, that's a control thing. Part of it has to do with our wanting to control how things are. And we have to learn to drop the rope. Give up the struggle. We talked about that too. But does that, so the idea here is that the only reason why people can't get other people out of their system is because there's this hope, again, that things are going to change. Because the relationship is not based on reality, it's based on fantasy. Do you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So all of this is really not about intuition. It's about telling yourself the truth.
Yeah. Well, and as my intuition kicks up, it's obviously being shown that I've got a lot of garbage to clean up still.
Okay, so did that feel good to get that whip out?
Yeah, I mean, it feels good.
And there was like, but you just started beating yourself up for what you feel you didn't do.
Oh.
Just that minute. You see that comment? Oh, well, I got a lot of work to do. Could I just encourage you? Instead of looking at it like that, try on the attitude of, Well, I have a lot of wonderful feelings to experience.
Yeah, it's a lot different.
Yeah. It's more loving. Because if you allow your feelings of this feels good, this doesn't feel good, I'm not sure how this feels, why don't I know how this feels, what part of, what am I missing here? So it's really about getting curious about how you feel. And allowing that those feelings to move into your knowing, your wisdom. It's about, and then becoming curious, and then your intuition kicks in because it becomes automatic. It feels good, I get the hit, boom. That process makes sense to you?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah. It starts with feeling.
Yeah.
You do some journaling, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much every day.
Do you journal your feelings?
No, usually.
Oh.
Usually I focus on the good stuff, you know.
Well, that's okay, but you may want to start focusing on and journaling your feelings about things as they occur. Because as you start documenting your feelings, you'll have a much better idea of patterns. And the reason that's important is as you go, let's say you felt a certain thing of, you know, that didn't feel right. I'm not feeling right about such and such and blah blah blah. And you're writing, and this is it's not lining up. But I don't want to really say anything yet. I want this to play out. Let's take a look and see how it goes. Well, and then all of a sudden, you know, it goes sour down the road. You say, look, I'm going to go back to that. See, I didn't feel right then. Notice what it felt like then. And you can, it's almost like, okay, that didn't feel good. This happened. And you can start creating and observing your pattern. Not from a critical point of view, but from an observational point of view.
Yeah, just a simple way of looking at things and then aligning with what's working.
Right.
As opposed to where the roadblocks are.
Right.
Keep trying to bust through. So.
And you know, roadblocks are okay. You know, I had a friend, I talked to a friend today, okay, that is having, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit after we hang up, and I encourage people to kind of line up on the phones on this one. But we were talking about financial situations as a clearing, okay, and what the record keepers told this person is that that you cannot heal a wound until you clean it. And so what was happening in her life is like one thing after another from financial challenges, and for whatever reason is each thing built on the other. But it set her up that what was happening with her is she lost one job, then a car broke down, and then a couple other things started happening. And what happened was is that if she wouldn't have lost the job, she never would have left the job. And losing a job actually created growth for her. But it's very painful to be in a state of fear. But the fear was there to give her the opportunity to move out of the fear and move into a knowing that she's always taken care of. And then when the car broke down, it was just another part of the toxic waste, if you will, of the fear and another opportunity to trust. And then when we looked at the possibilities that she had in front of her, all of a sudden her whole energy shifted. And so it's really about what's happening in my life that's creating toxic feelings that I can actually use as a cleansing. Is that helpful?
Very helpful. Very, very helpful. Appreciate that. And I should let someone else call in. 3830.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, JoJo.
Thank
well,
so
I'm glad it was helpful. Keep listening, and I love talking to you. So keep up your good work.
Thank you, Donna.
All right, dear. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everyone. Okay, so lines are clear, so whoever called in earlier can call in now. if you folks, if you're streaming in and you're not on BBS, but you're over here at another station, let me give you the numbers where whoever you are, you can call. It's 877-876-5227 in the U.S. Or in Canada, it's 888-815-5756. Or if you'd like to just call direct, we're 530-876-3222. And if you're near a computer, you know, I don't know whether you are or not, but you can also tune in to bbsradio.com and pick up Akashic Wisdom there. So we were talking about cleansing the toxic areas in our lives based on whatever's happening, to really look at that. You know, sometimes the universe, and I don't want to say, first of all, we have to become very clear that we assume that God gives us challenges and that God is judging us, and that is just not the truth. We set it up. Okay, somebody there?
Yes.
Hello. Hi there. Hello, caller. How are you?
Oh, fine. My name is Molly.
Hi, Molly. Where are you calling from?
Well, Peoria, Arizona.
Peoria?
Yes, Arizona.
Oh, I've heard of Peoria other places, but not Peoria, Arizona.
Oh,
Arizona.
Yeah, like it's Phoenix, Peoria, yeah, Metro Center.
Great.
That area.
Uh-huh. Okay, so who won the Super Bowl?
I'm so disappointed we lost. Cardinals lost. And
oh,
kind of
sorry.
Like a downer.
Oh,
I know,
sorry.
So was I. It was exciting. It was a good game.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I knew, hey, I'm just happy I knew that Arizona was playing.
Oh, yeah, it was just the excitement, you know, was just good enough for me, you know.
Great. So, Molly, have you listened to the program before?
Actually, I'm new to the program.
Great.
I just got my computer, like, for Christmas, so I'm, like, on the web, found this great station. I just love it, and I can't believe I got through.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm so glad you called.
There's just so many good shows that I'm just so interested in. And I happened to pick this one tonight. I go, what sounds good today? I said, this one just caught my eye, and then I got through, so I kind of feel that it was meant to be one way or another.
Well, that's great, Molly. Great. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I'm not really positive about what type of questions we can ask.
Well, first of all, since you're a new listener, there might be a couple of folks out there that are new listeners. When we when I work with the Akashic Records, I don't consider myself a psychic, so I'm really not necessarily going into futures so much as helping people understand the here and now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and because there's so many different probabilities and possibilities of the future.
Right.
That what you choose today creates your future.
Gotcha.
Now, the record keepers on occasion will talk about trends or what possibilities are in the future, but typically we talk about what's going on in the here and now that you're curious about, or why certain things have happened in your life, or that. So, and a lot of times people think about the Akashic Records as only past lives, and there's so much more that's available.
Right. Well, I've been out of work like 3 months.
Okay.
And I just couldn't take my job anymore. I just was like working it just got worse, where I finally just gave in my 2 weeks. I just couldn't handle it anymore, and now I'm on job search. But then I started thinking, I felt like there was some reason why I had this in-between time. It was I just felt it was the right timing.
Now you're on, what did you say?
Right now I'm not working at all.
Yes.
And I felt like the timing was time for me to leave my job.
Mm-hmm.
But then I felt like there was a reason why I left my job at that time.
Right.
Everything fell in that I had to leave. It was just put right in front of my face.
Right. And what kind of work were you doing?
You know, when things happen to you,
What kind of work were you doing?
Well, actually, I was working at a doctor's office, and I was, you know, like, scheduling, you know, appointments, you know. But it was, you know, it was always been kind of like in that medical field, you know, reception. I don't know. And now I feel like I'm in a position because I'm supposed to do something else, but I just can't figure it out.
And so if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're wanting is for the Record Keepers to give you some guidance as to what to explore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so if you were to answer the question, what fills my heart is.
Oh.
How would you finish
okay.
that?
Okay. Well. I've actually taken like Reiki classes. I'm really interested in healing.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to do something along that line. Or even if I went back to the medical field, you know, where I can use that in some sort. And that helps, that makes me happy.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And so the Reiki that you've taken, what level are you?
3.
Okay, so do you want to use Reiki in hospitals or nursing homes, or what do you want to do with it?
I would like to. I feel really good when I do it. I feel that when I do it, I'm at my happiest when I'm helping others. I'm that type, I guess.
Well, that's fine, but the idea is, so if you want to work with Reiki... Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that's what you want to do. Up to this point, what have you done to expand that?
Actually, I just do, like, family, friends.
Uh-huh.
You know, I haven't, you know, brought in anything, you know. There seems so many practitioners out there right now. I mean, there's just, like, you know, it's like to get in that field, you really have to be a little bit different or more unique, I see. That's how I see it.
Uh-huh.
Because in my area, actually, you know, because we have Sedona,
yeah.
which is well known for, you know, healers, psychics, you know. And we really do, there's a lot of, you know, facilities already. And I feel like if I don't stand out in some sort, you know, I'm like get lost in the shuffle or something. That's how I'm feeling it right now. You know, that doesn't sound very optimistic, though.
But it's not true either.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to hear.
But because the reality is that there are quite frankly millions of Reiki practitioners all over the world.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. And there are some that will say, I don't want to. There was like, well, take the stance that there are so many that I don't want to try. And there are others. Just hear this for a minute. And there are others that separate themselves by being extraordinary.
Okay.
And so the idea here is that it's really about the joy that fills your heart that will create the energy of being extraordinary.
Oh.
Please understand that it was not a criticism. It was an awareness call.
Oh, okay.
So the awareness call is what fills your heart to such an extent that you feel extraordinarily successful when you do it. So it's, and note that the success really has nothing to do with quote unquote fixing or healing the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because with Reiki, sometimes it's measurable and sometimes it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is that what do you truly want to do? Do you really want to do Reiki, or do you want to? Here's the piece.
Okay.
The piece of having your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had your own business?
No.
Okay. So the idea here is that if you truly want to be a holistic practitioner,
mm-hmm.
it's about doing the research that it takes. That creates the practice and the networking that it takes to be able to attract the clients.
Okay.
So the question that's important for you to ask, Molly, is mm-hmm. what am I willing to do to create this practice?
Okay. I guess when I do get to that point, that's when I get nervous. You know, because it's just like I don't really know where to start. You know?
Okay. Well, first of all, the idea of a holistic marketing plan is something that I specialize in with helping people, by the way.
Oh, really?
Just know that. Because there's so many holistic practitioners out there that really don't know where to start.
Okay.
And so that's something that I do offline, you know, and from a coaching point of view, of helping holistic practitioners create a business. It's coaching through the records. So it's about opening up your personal Akashic records to help you understand how, what needs to be done and what needs to shift and move into an alignment so that you can feel more successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's about actually showing you and talking to you about techniques you can use to market your business. And it's actually helping you put together an actual holistic marketing plan for your business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a comprehensive program.
Oh, okay.
But the piece, the first thing that has that I ask of my clients is to go into their hearts and get clear about what their passion is.
Okay.
Now you say, oh, in a way. What's that about?
I am passionate about it. I love being around people. And that's kind of why I left my job. I just like being more around people, and I'm just looking for something around people that I could do with people, do the healing work. But I just haven't just moved from A to B yet. Or
well, but that's the thing is that in order to be able, you do the Reiki on family and friends.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so when you're out and about and you meet somebody for the first time, they say, what do you do? What do you tell them?
Actually, I don't even mention it, to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's my first mistake, right?
Well, and again, remember, it's not about a mistake. It's about an awareness.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So the idea is that if, like, when somebody says, what kind of work with... Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to respond to me.
Okay.
What kind of work do you do, Molly?
Well...
What's your immediate response? If I went to the grocery store... We're standing in line, and I say, "What kind of work do you do? What is your knee jerk response immediately?"
Well, I would say, "Well, I'm currently unemployed at this time, but
right.
I do energy healing." That's what I should answer, correct?
No. Which the idea is you're not unemployed if you do energy work.
Oh.
You haven't claimed it as your work.
Oh, my gosh. When you put it that way, it's just like a light bulb goes in my head. I'm like, well, of course.
Right. So how can it come to you if you haven't claimed it?
Exactly. And you know what? I never thought about it that way until you actually, you know, said it.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's, you know, just that one phrase just totally shifts everything altogether. Because I wasn't claiming it. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Well,
see, you have to cut all the strings from former employer, because you're not there anymore. You made an important choice.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't fulfilling you. You are not unemployed. You are an energy worker.
Oh my! You're right. You're absolutely right. I am. That is what I am.
And for all those people out there who are listening, is that you have to be able to embrace what you love in order for that energy of what it is to be welcomed into your heart and your life.
Oh my God, you're so right. You're so right on the button.
Yeah.
And now it's like all of a sudden my eyes are open. It's just really weird.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I'm feeling it too. It's like all of a sudden, like I could just feel a shift already. And the way I'm thinking already. Well, of course. Oh my God. I really do have to thank you, because it was like, it's like now I know. It's just like it just opened the door for me.
Right.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm just like, well, okay, that's where I started. That's what I am. And it'll lead. Oh, God. I'm just overwhelmed.
Well, don't let it go there.
That. I wasn't really expecting that, but, you know, I'm really glad I called because now I see what I've been doing to myself all this time.
Well, and let it go. Whatever you were doing, bless it. And move from this point and allow that energy of claiming it, embracing it, and loving it to move into your heart and start journaling some ideas of what you can do.
Oh, my. Okay. That sounds like a plan to me.
And then if you're interested, to call me privately. Let me give you my number.
Oh, hang on. I've got to go to where I have a pen and paper. I was actually moving around here. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Wasn't expecting all this, but I'm sorry. Okay, what is this?
My private number is
216-691-1233. Okay, I'll jot that down, and we'll start moving from here.
Okay, Molly, will you start? Just allow that energy to fill your body and that joy. Just notice that joy and allow it to just go down, write down some ideas right now.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm so glad I called in.
Okay, I'm glad you called in, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So isn't that a wonderful concept, folks? Because what are we putting on the back burners that we're not claiming? You know, the idea is what if you, how do you want to be? It's like we were talking to JoJo earlier. Who do you want to be in this situation? Who are you? What are you claiming your life to be? I'll tell you, what's happening with me is I'm opening this spiritual wellness center. And so for those people who are in the Cleveland area, it's called Nana's House. And this is, more and more it comes to fruition. The actual dedication is going to be on Valentine's Day. And I'm dedicating this to my mom. I've talked about this before. But one of the things that I'm going to create is a spiritual wellness inspirational gathering every Sunday morning. And what's occurring to me is that the spiritual wellness gathering, I'm going to take into an actual teleconference. I mean, I'm going to do it live at Nana's house on Sunday morning. It's going to be more of a spiritual community gathering where we're going to have a message, and not just from me. There'll be other people giving messages. We'll, you know, and do that if that works. Or otherwise, we'll bring in messages from the Akasha. This is not about dogma. This is not about people having to believe one way. It's about really focusing on love and how to bring more love into our lives. And not love of others, love of self. We can't love anybody else unless we love us. That's most important. And so the gathering is going to be one of a message, a discussion, a meditation, and then we're all going to bring something to share. So the idea is we'll have a meal and then go upon our week allowing and creating miracles. And so as this space has evolved and the creation of this space, what I'm knowing and feeling is this is one of the reasons I was put on the planet. I mean, it quite frankly, it started out as a suggestion from my daughter, because I had my mom's dad's house. Market went down, couldn't sell it. You needed to fix it up, and all that. Everybody knows that story about how things are going. And then all of a sudden, I realized, gosh, this idea of her that she had of creating a healing space was perfect. It's what I've always wanted to do. And so it's called Nana's House. And that's in honor of my mother. And in spring, we're going to plant a garden, and that'll be Papa's Garden. And because I am so honoring my folks for being who they were and allowing me to come into their lives. Did I have a perfect childhood? Absolutely not. Were my parents alcoholics? Absolutely they were. Am I totally done with any kind of hurt and anguish or whatever? I'm pretty clear. Not that there's not some stuff still there, but I'm really pretty clear. So what do I do for a living? I help people connect with their soul's information. And when I sent the Evites out for this dedication, the first time that I actually sent it to some relatives so they would understand who I am. It's not that I was hiding before. I wasn't hiding. It just didn't feel like discussing it. It's like the idea here is I pick and choose who I talk to about my work because I want to speak to people who want to hear what I have to say. I'm not interested in shoving what I do down people's throats. Not at all. I'm not interested in converting them. Not at all. I'm interested in talking with people and being with people because they want to know what I do. But for this particular event, I put it out there that I'm creating a sacred space, a space dedicated to love. And I was inviting them to be a part of that. So what I'm telling you out there is whatever your passion is, claim it. Claim it for who you are. So when people ask you, what do? Claim what you do from a place of passion and love. Are you an energy healer? Are you an energy facilitator? Who are you? And who do you want to be? Who would you have to be to feel successful? I hope this is helpful, and I really feel it is. You know, your questions and your comments are what's so important to this program. So I really want you to think about what your passions are and who you're welcoming in your life. And what I mean by that is that when you choose, like we were talking to Molly, it's like you have to choose and claim it, because then that energy of it feels welcome into your life. The same way money has an energy. And that energy, well, you can claim it and bring it into your life. So the idea here is, why, and here's a question you may want to ask, why am I so financially abundant, and why does money want to stay with me or come to me easily? And again, you don't have to answer that question, but you can certainly put it out there to allow that concept to come forward. But just think about that. The other piece is, you know, we talked about what can you do with money that will make you feel, or what can you do to welcome more dollars into your life? Do you have to be more into your integrity? Do you have to make a space for it? So that's what we're going through, by the way. We were talking earlier about the toxic situation that my friend was going through, and how there are, that this was a wound that needed to be clearing, and it was a time for growth. You know, we really have to look at that. What does our challenges, our financial challenges, how is that appearing in our life to allow ourselves more growth? And above all, we have to move out of that fear. Fear doesn't do us any good. It only brings in more fear. And so that's real important, very important. By the way, I want to share with you that I have talked to someone else today that I know that hasn't been on the program for a while, and I'm excited to have her on. I know it's a little bit of a ways away, but on March 1st, mark your calendars, Rayon with Puda will be on. And Rayon is a wonderful animal communicator. She lives in the San Diego area, Carlsbad area, and she channels the energy of Puda the cat. And Puda is a high vibrational being that has incarnated in many lifetimes in the body of a cat. And Rayon is one that channels her, and Rayon also channels and works with the dolphins and the whales. And so I want you to just mark March 1st on your calendar, because she's going to be on our program and taking calls, and we're going to be talking about whale energy and dolphin energy and what the animals truly have to bring to us. Last week we talked about, you know, we only have a few more minutes before the end of the show. I think we're almost out. Yeah, we almost are. So, you know, I'm going to save this for next time. But one thing, just a few seconds I want to say, is I want to just tell you that allowing your animals to be who they are to you is the most important gift you will receive from them. Really accept and appreciate the unconditional love they give you. That's so important. But you know, we're coming to the end of the program. I still want to thank you all for listening. Again, call me privately if you have the questions. Call me privately if you'd like to schedule a consultation. Workshops coming up in Cleveland. And remember, I go where I'm invited. So if you have a group, I go and we a lecture or do a workshop to teach you how to open up your own Akashic record. So this week, I would like you to look for the miracles in your life. I would like you to look for the love in your life. I would like you to look within yourself for the love in your life. Because no matter how life is going, you need to know how precious you are, how important to the planet you are, and how deeply loved you are. So we're going to say goodnight. I'm going to close the records for this Akashic Wisdom show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the wonderful beings of light that are listening now or in the archives. We thank you for listening. We send you light and love from the Akasha. We thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information and the lords of the Akasha. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on February 1st, 2009 are closed. Have a wonderful miracle-filled week, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.